This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Keep independent voices on air. Support Joy Radiothon 2020. We are you. Head to joy.org.au for more details.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass. And now we're moving on to our next guest. Macca, who might that be?
Adele Ferguson, an award-winning journalist, Walkley award-winning journalist, uncovered more wage fraud and rorts in payroll than the Fair Work Commission could even find if they woke up in bed next to it. Adele, how are you?
Well, thank you.
Good morning, Adele. It's always great to hear your voice. Voice of reason,
good to hear
really.
You too.
Voice of reason. Adele, I want to kick off the conversation if I can. We want to talk about a number of things with you this morning, but I'm interested in your assessment of JobKeeper. Was it designed well? Is it the right approach to actually supporting people who have been displaced and finding themselves with economic hardship? Was it the right model? What's your assessment of that?
I think it was a very blunt instrument that was rushed, even though it's taken a while for people to get the money in their pockets. So it hasn't been brilliantly designed, and we're starting to see that now as the money's starting to come forward. So there's all sorts of talk going on. Some employers are saying that workers don't want to come to work, they just want the money. I went to my physiotherapist this morning, and he was saying exactly that. There's a clinic in Victoria, and a number of physiotherapists don't want to come to work. They just want to get the money. And he said it's really frustrating. And then you have other cases where workers are going to work and, you know, the employers are a bit dodgy and saying, you know, we want to have some of the cash back. You know, it goes into your account, but if you want to keep your job, you're going to have to give some of it back to us, because otherwise this business isn't going to keep going. So these are some of the problems, the teething problems with this payment. One of the other things is the, we talked about this a few weeks ago, was immigrant workers. They miss out on JobKeeper and JobSeeker. And there's over 1 million visa holders in this country, and they're completely been ignored in all of this.
And they're locked out of this program altogether.
Yeah, it's a serious, serious issue, because they're not eligible for Medicare, and if they've lost their job, and, you know, some of them are from India. India is not letting anyone into India. So what do these people do? You know, they're going to get meals, lining up to get a meal because they can't afford it. So, yeah, there are some serious issues.
Do you think it was, it was designed in quite a hurry, Adele, and we've seen some of the adjustments that have been made to a number of the programs. The rorts that, you know, you're hearing about and that are happening, you know, is the government acting on these, do you think, or is it just, it's all too difficult?
I think at the moment it's all too difficult. So there's a story in The Age today where some workers are saying they're still getting taxed at the top rate. So they're getting their $1,500, but 40% is coming out in tax. And which is just horrifying, because it, as I said, it's a blunt instrument. So the tax office is saying that the employer has to work out to change the tax rate. But I guess one of the problems is it hasn't been communicated well. It's a very complicated. It's, you know, someone that we know has had to get their accountants to do the work for them, and it's going to cost them, you know, hundreds of dollars to get someone else to work it all out, which is sort of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
It does. We're going to speak, after we speak with you, we're going to speak with Senator Jane Hume on the early withdrawal of super. We might, if we get a chance, ask her
about that.
About that. I want to say, Adele, look, there's another thing. You wrote a story this morning, which is up on the Sydney Morning Herald website, about ME Bank, Members Equity Bank, actually taking money out of people's offset accounts against their housing loans and paying down their housing loans without their knowledge, without their permission. Why are they... I mean, what is going on here? Are they trying to improve their position in terms of, you know, their debt to equity? Like, and this is a bank that is run by industry super funds. I mean, what are they doing?
Yeah, I know. It's horrifying. It's the redraw account. So that story went online this morning. I've had about 40 emails from different people saying it's happened to me. You know, so the bank is saying we're doing it for your own good just in case you get into trouble making repayments down the track, which is hocus because some people have paid off 95% of their loan, they're saying. They're in advance of their payments. So what are they still working. So how are they going to be defaulting on their loans? And what I'm hearing now is that the letters have a stamp date of the 23rd of April. They took the funds out on the 27th of April, and then on the 28th, there is an envelope stamped. So I don't know what happened there. So people were getting it on the 30th or the 1st of May.
And look, I've got to say, I've had experience with ME Bank before. If you want to know what a new low benchmark in customer service, ME Bank. And this is, that was my experience. But what's happened here is this is the customer's money. It's a redraw facility. And for people who don't understand that, it actually puts you in advance on your housing loan payments. So for them to say, oh, this is just in case, you know, you get to financial trouble.
That's wrong.
Hey, guys, people are in advance of their housing loans, right? They're not in financial trouble. They don't need you to make financial decisions for them. Write them a letter. A week later, post it. Yeah, pretty clever. And I think the banking ombudsman will be interested in this. This is outrageous conduct.
Absolutely. Because on their yesterday when I was looking, it doesn't mention it on the website that they have done this.
Oh, of course.
People have just gone to their accounts but if you look at the website, they promote the redraw facility as a product that allows customers to make extra mortgage repayments with the added flexibility of letting customers redraw money from your loan at any time for free. So people have used it as a savings account and they've built up, you know, one person has built $110,000.
Wow.
And had all these plans for that money and 70,000 of it went.
Adele, all I can say is thank you for journalists like yourself. Thank you for filing the story and keeping some of our financial institutions honest. I'm going to move along, if I may.
Yeah.
Adele, you're obviously talking to a lot of CFOs and CEOs out there in business and banking sector. What are you hearing about the financial impact of COVID-19?
It's really, really dire. It's not good at all. You know, this is not going to be a V-shaped recovery. And some of them are saying that they don't, you know, some of the smaller companies are saying they don't think they're going to make it past 6 months, even with JobKeeper and the stimulus. And, you know, one of the interesting things is you've had some of the banks come out this week, which are really the sort of, they're in the front line of what's going on. And they've all, you know, made huge provisions for bad and doubtful debts, meaning that they think there's going to be a lot of defaults coming up. Companies are going to go under, owing the banks a lot of money. The forecast over the next 3 years, it will be about $34 to $35 billion in bad and doubtful debts, which is staggering. And Shane Elliott, who is the CEO of ANZ, said, you know, one of the issues is going to be in 6 months. You know, when the time is up, the banks had given a reprieve to home lenders. In 6 months' time, you're going to get across the banks about 500,000 people or more who have to start paying up.
Yeah.
And he said that's going to be an issue because it's definitely not going to be, everybody is not going to be able to start paying. And so we're going to start seeing some really, really if you think it's bad now, in 6 months' time, it's going to get really worse.
Yes, that's my assessment. I'm looking at some of the budgets of some of the agencies that I'm working with at the moment, and we've had a bit of a cash uplift at the moment to actually keep our businesses operating. But I've got no idea how we're going to manage next financial year. Adele, Macra and I were having a conversation earlier before we started the show this morning about what the recovery might look like. And we were having a debate about whether it'll be a V-shaped, a U-shaped, a W-shaped, or a Nike swoosh-shaped recovery. Swish.
Yeah. You can cross off V-shape. That just ain't going to happen. I wish it were not true, but there's just no way. This is going to be really patchy, and some sectors it's going to, take years and years for them to recover.
Just briefly, Adele, before we go, how do you think... what are the CEOs and CFOs you speak to? What's their view? Are they of the same view as you, that this is going to be long and protracted and spotty?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Housing prices are falling. Labour, unemployment is going to be between 11 to 15%. You've got GDP that is, being decimated. Overseas migration is going to fall, by 30% next year, and we really rely on that for so many things.
Yep.
So that's going to really, skilled labour, we get tax from these people, they pay rent, they buy houses. This is all going to be really going to make for a very protracted recovery.
Look, we're out of time, unfortunately, Adele. Look, thank you so much for what you've said and what you wrote this morning about ME Bank. And also thank you for the lovely video you did in support of Joy and our independent media. It was very much appreciated. I really want to thank you for that.
Oh, no, my pleasure. Thank you.
And, as I say, stay in, stay tuned, stay alive. Thank you, Adele Ferguson.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adele.
Cheers.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.